Bonneville, on Friday night, with the largest home crowd the Bonneville Jr. A Pontiacs have seen in 2 years. The Pontiacs showed up to the game against the Camrose Kodiaks wearing bright pink socks, a symbol of the anti-bullying and respect program the Jr. A club takes part in every year. The matchup against the Kodiaks that saw the Pontiacs win 5-3, was also used as a means to encourage the Golden Rule and to encourage people to stand up against bullying. It just magnifies the importance that junior hockey players in our community won't tolerate bullying, and nor should you, said head coach and general manager Rick Swan. He added that it is important that players share this message with young people because the team is looked to as role models and mentors in the community. However, the Pontiacs did find themselves in a little bit of trouble during their Friday night game for taunting their opponent's bench during the third period. There is some sportsmanship to the game even though it's a passionate game. So essentially, the referee just said, no, look, that's unsportsmanlike conduct. We're going to stop it right now, and if any of you guys want to continue to make my job harder and get the game out of hand, then I'm going to throw all you guys in the box, explained Swan. Pontiac player Alex Donnies and a player from the other team spent 2 minutes in the penalty box following some unsportsmanlike behavior related to taunting the away team's bench. Friday night's win, scoring the first goal of the night, was Alex Atwill with an assistant from Ryan Coble and Junior Ashmead. The goal was quickly answered by the Kodiaks. But before the end of the first period, Cole Hipkin earned the Pontiacs the lead once again with the help of Sebastian Tamburo and Coble. The Kodiaks would again tie the score and put pressure on the home team. The next and only Pontiac to score in the second period was Will Hilfiker, who was assisted by Donnies and Atwill. In the third period, the Pontiacs separated themselves from their opponent with another goal, this time being scored by Cash Rasmussen with the help of Atwill. With the score at 4-2 for the home team, tensions rose on the ice while the crowd's cheers grew louder. The Kodiaks would score once more to tighten the gap but were unable to match the Pontiacs. In the last minute of the game, the Pontiacs sealed their win following an empty net goal scored by Tamburo with a pass from Hipkin and Nick Tragio. With 7 games remaining in the season, it's hard to believe that today was game 54 of our regular season schedule. Teams now are vying for playoff positioning, jockeying and trying to get home ice advantage, Swan said. He continued, it should be the time when teams are playing their best hockey. And the expectations are higher because you want to create momentum going into the playoffs with such a short period of time left, and that's why you're seeing a real competitive relentless game. Saturday night at RJ Lalonde, the Pontiacs game on Saturday night would also shape up to be another relentless game that saw the home team dig deep for the win. Taking on the Okotoks Oilers, the game would not be decided until overtime. The Oilers would be the first to put up a point in the first period but would remain the only point earned for the remainder of the first and second period by either team. The Okotoks team would score again in the third period while taking advantage of a power play, leaving the game 2-0. With less than 5 minutes left in the game, and down 2 points, Hipkin would manage a goal during a power play with the help of Mateo Jampa and Tamburo. Just 2 minutes later, Tamburo would tie the score after playing from behind the entire game. The Pontiacs' last goal before heading into overtime was assisted by Rasmussen and Atwill. In overtime, AJ McCauley would be the one to score the winning goal. He was assisted by Jampa and Rasmussen. Following the Pontiacs' weekend wins, they now sit 1 point behind the Fort McMurray Oil Barons in the AJHL North Division standings. Speaking to the high fan turnout over the weekend, Swan says, it was like having a sixth Pontiac on the ice. I just love the fact that the energy in the building was as close to normal. It was the bright spot that we haven't seen in an AJHL season last year and this year. Man, we're grateful that now that this is maybe leading to bigger and better things, especially at the most important time of the year for us, playoffs. The Pontiacs will be back at the RJ Lalonde Arena on Wednesday at 7 p.m. to take on the Sherwood Park Crusaders.